Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
It is Wednesday, January 1st, 2020. Hello. Jake's with me today on today's episode.
Hello, I'm here.
And, welcome to 2020, baby. We're going to talk a little about our resolutions, because they mean a lot to us. Break down a little Enneagram, I think.
Hey-o.
And then we'll see where it takes us. This is Correct Opinions. Roll music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
Well, thanks for coming back on, Jake.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad I'm still a part of Trey Kennedy Enterprises in the new year.
Oh, of course. It's good to see you. Haven't seen you since last year.
Oh, man. That is going to be funny every single time I hear it today.
Yeah.
That's comedy. Holy cow.
Man, I know. Wait, I'm sorry. This is my third cup of coffee, man. I didn't sleep well last night. obviously, we're not recording this January 1st. We take days off every now and then.
We do. It's okay to relax every now and then.
I'm sure people look at the goofy videos and think these guys are workaholics.
They definitely think that. Definitely assume. Let's clear it up now. Hey, we don't work nonstop, making girls be like.
Yeah,
we take some breaks.
So do your parents or people in your life think like? Do they like, hey man, do you need like some money, or do they think like you don't do anything? That's happened to me for years.
It's funny. Like the person I pay for my cell phone, I'm like on a friend's family plan. So it's like his aunt, and she kind of knows what I do.
Yeah.
And she'll say things like, hey, you know, the bill is due. If you can't pay me right now, that's okay. I could pay you $80. Do you think I don't have money?
Oh man. I learned not too long ago, my like grandparents would say behind my back, like, we wish Trey would get a job.
We would just feel better if he just had, you know, a Roth IRA.
Yeah,
maybe.
What's he doing? Katie, my fiance's grandparents, fully believe I'm just full on unemployed. Like, they don't, he can pay bills. And
have you tried to explain it to him, or are you just like, hey, this is a lost cause?
I guess my Grammy, you know, she'd be in like an assisted or like a, you know, therapy facility or something. I don't know. There's so many different old people facilities. I can't keep them straight. But anyway, one of those. And she tells her when her grandson works in multimedia.
Okay.
Whatever that means. So,
yeah. I mean,
so, she doesn't know.
That's close, I guess.
I think, which my parents like, confirm them, like, we're not paying for anything. Like, he's on his own. I guess that's enough. I don't know.
On one, you know, end of the spectrum, it's understandable why they would be so confused. I mean, I have people our age in their 20s asking me, so does Instagram pay you? Or I'm like, how would that work? Why? Like, to me, it's obvious, but
People just make stuff up. We were talking about one of my shows, and you know, you opened for me, and I was getting DMs like, hey, Triplet, we know this is you running this. Respond. I'm like, what makes you think Jake is running my Instagram?
Like, people genuinely just curious what gave you that impression.
Because
I didn't say that. That's never been understood.
But anyways, it's January 1st. You got any resolutions for us?
Yours is clearly not drink less coffee, which is exciting. Maybe yours is drink more coffee.
Drink more coffee. That stuff is amazing.
It's good.
I'm I drink so much of it, but I don't feel like I'm hooked. I can go a day without it.
That's what people who are addicted to something say.
Yeah, exactly. But I love coffee. I love the idea of coffee more than I notice that I rarely finish a cup of it.
Oh, really?
Like, I'll run through and, like, if I'm in the morning, like, running an errand, I'm like, I'm going to pop in and grab a cup of coffee. That just sounds nice. And then I drink, like, a third of it.
Like, it did sound nice.
Yeah. And then.
It still sounds nice. I really like the smell of coffee.
Oh, dude.
I can't.
And I've become a total, like, I, like, travel with my own coffee now.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I that's horrible. I try to, like.
And you're not addicted?
And announce it. Not addicted. Not addicted. Don't need it.
Don't need it.
But I have it every day.
I will have it with me at all times.
Yeah, yeah.
But by no means do I need it.
No. Not at all. I get so upset at how many places can't make right coffee, so I just bring my own.
Yeah.
But
that's cool. You have a hobby. That's
thank
nice.
You, thank you. Yeah. I'm interesting.
I'm interesting.
I'm interesting. But yeah, my resolution, I like when people, you ever know those people who, they have, like, my word of the year.
Yeah, I think we're going to see that big time. Because obviously, yeah, it's not January 1st now, but it's coming.
Right.
Winter is coming. Words are coming.
You're listening to this in the new year. I knew.
I know you guys have already seen on your Instagram stories. Hey, my word for 2019 was freedom.
Right.
And
and 2020, my word of the year in 2020 is now.
Right now.
Now. No, that's two words. Now.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Just want to be in the present. Like, what? People tell me.
Of all the words?
Yeah.
Now?
What's your 2020 word?
Ooh, thank you for asking. My 2020 word is going to be chocolate.
Chocolate?
Yep. I think that kind of encompasses like what I'm looking for.
Right.
Both in taste and delicacy.
Yeah. And women?
Could be. Could Who be. Knows?
We don't know.
We don't know. It's just my word.
My word is chocolate. Looking for a good dessert and a African American woman.
Open to interpretation. Up to you guys. What's
word of the year?
What's your word?
Wait for it. Wipe.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Because of
the environment.
Why? Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Wipe's good.
Wipe.
Do you feel like you? I mean, my friends were actually having this conversation the other day. Things like wiping yourself or like brushing your teeth. These are things you've only ever done privately. So there's no way to know if you're doing it like incorrectly. Like no one's checking on you to make sure you're drying off from the shower the right way.
Or do we even need to?
Well,
is it a conspiracy? No, we need to. Well, okay. But
no, I'll hear you out.
No, I actually went to for the first time ever, this was unsettling to me. I had to go to the dentist because I actually had something wrong. Your whole life, I go to the dentist just like for a checkup.
Spent 6
like,
months. Night. Yeah, go see him.
But I was like having all this pain, and I went, and they're like, "Yeah, you just have like a spot in the back there. You just need to make sure you're like cleaning and stuff." And I was like,
"You mean so, like besides brushing?"
Yeah.
Or I think
so for a week, I had to. They gave me a syringe, and I was supposed to like target that area and like shoot this prescription mouthwash.
Like a needle?
Yeah. Not
into
not
your
like,
mouth.
Syringe was no like just to. Directionalize it. That's not a word. So,
like, there's liquid in
so
there.
So, like, brush, floss, grab liquid and like shoot it in that area. I was like, I guess I wasn't doing it right for all these years. I don't know. I was like, how does this happen? I brush once or twice a day.
Yeah.
Does everyone brush twice a day?
No one brushes twice a day.
No one does that.
The people who say they brush twice a day are the same people who tell me that, like, oh, cauliflower is good. Yeah. I love cauliflower. No, you don't.
No one likes cauliflower. What do you average? Throughout 300 in 2019, what was your daily brush average?
If I'm completely honest with you, Trey, no one really listens to this podcast.
No, no one does.
This isn't going out.
Only like my mom.
Yeah, this isn't going out.
You might get a call from her.
People. I would say, if I'm completely honest, I averaged 0.9.
Point. We missed a few days in there.
Yeah, you know, you're traveling.
I'm pretty proud of this. I think my average went up in 2019.
Really?
Because maybe with my little like incident, I tried to pay better attention. But
my incident.
I also got a Quip toothbrush. They were one of the sponsors of the podcast.
Hey-o.
You're welcome. And that's actually really fun to brush with. I don't know. You just get excited about weird things. But
is it like play a song for you?
It's electric, but the vibration's like different. It's like, I don't know.
Be careful. Slippery slope, dude.
I think 1.2.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. No one brushes twice a day, dude.
Guys, let us know with the 5-star review how so often you're brushing your teeth.
This is interesting. Do you tend to always hit the morning or the night brush?
I'll definitely hit a night brush.
Okay, same. I just struggle. People. So there's certain mornings, I think I've averaged 1.2. There's certain mornings I wake up and I'm like, gosh, and I've got to hit the brush. But every night for sure. I never miss a night. I can't go to sleep without a clean mouth.
To me, I look at it logically. All day I've been eating food. I need to kind of wash this thing out.
Exactly.
8 hours later, all I did was sleep.
Right. And you wake up and the first thing I do is like coffee and breakfast. Do I brush before that? No.
No.
Some people do that. And there's like, so I go and I go about my day and have coffee and breakfast. Am I supposed to like go back home and brush? Am I supposed to take it with me? Do I just brush at like 1 p.m.? Come on, man.
You're not supposed to do any of that stuff.
You heard it. One brush a day. 2020, that's my resolution. to stick firm to once a day.
And yeah, if you brush it in the morning, sorry, can't brush at night. I'm only doing one a day.
Yeah.
Cool. Every dentist I've ever had has, and this is kind of a weird thing, but they've complimented me on the amount of saliva that my mouth produces. So
wow,
that's kind of been my saving grace. Like I missed a day, but I'm pumping out saliva like nobody's business.
Wow.
I don't get many cavities because it's sloshing in there.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like looks speaking like Noah's of, Ark.
All these appointments. I'm not even that old, but I went to like an eye doctor for the first time. I don't really have eye problems, but I was like, I guess that's a thing. Like when I'm doing checkups, I should do that.
I guess that's a thing.
Everything looked good, but he informed me that I have these like harmless things. I forget what he called them. And it's like due to kind of, you know, I'm more susceptible to dry eyes because they say I don't blink all the way.
Oh, like you'll just blink 90% of the way or something?
Yeah, like it's something like that. And I've looked in the mirror. I'm like, I guess I can't tell. My eyes shut when I blink, but I was so confused about that. I'm like, is that a thing? He's like, yeah, you just, they're like, yeah, like 90, 95% blink or something. So then
things. One could be a resolution for you.
Right.
In 2020, I want to blink all the way.
All
baby.
The way, baby. It was upsetting me because I like to think I do everything 100%, dude.
And then I find out I'm not blinking all the way.
I'm not even blinking 100%. The most basic function, I can't even do that 100%.
How can I lead my wife well in a marriage 100% of the time if I can't even blink well 100% of the time?
Then I think about it weird. So then I've been like doing these full eye.
Oh, you've been doing think blinks?
Think blinks.
You don't want to get caught up in the think blink game. You won't look right.
So that's been a whole thing.
That also feels
leaving
like
that in 2019, man.
no more halfway blinks. Yeah. That feels like something an eye doctor says when like, okay, you came in here. You're spending a lot of money. I got to tell you something.
Right.
And so you have these non-harmful things. Don't worry about
perfectly
them.
Perfectly healthy.
But just something to stress you out about. Yeah. These non-harmful things in your eyes.
Totally.
They're just making
it
stuff up.
It does stress me out. It does.
You ever been to the chiropractor? I feel like they're just making stuff up.
No. They're miracle workers.
Are they?
So I'm on the side of I love chiropractors. Well, not really. So I do get annoyed when there's certain like, you know, uppity people in the medical field. They think they, because they learn about that stuff, they know anything.
Oh, you did 7 years of higher education? Cool.
Dude, was your dad or your parents like on the side of like, we never go to the doctor, we go too much?
Dad never goes. Mom, right. Pretty like
same.
Normal.
My mom was like, I had to start hiding if I felt bad. Because if I like woke up with a scratchy throat, she's like, doctor's appointment.
Skip
and, like,
school.
And I finally learned in my adulthood, if I just give it a few days, I typically turn it around.
You don't have to go to the doctor.
And then, but my dad, I would like actually have something wrong to go to the doctor and be like, the doctor said this. And my dad would be like, well, I was doing some research and I think you should do this. And I'd be like, he is a doctor. What? It's just an opinion. every doctor, it's just an opinion. And you know what? I have opinion. It's just like, then why do I even go? It was so confusing as a child.
I love hearing stuff from your parents. Cause it's
so
just,
funny, dude. Because I would come home and my dad would be propped up on the lap. There was a laptop that sat in the kitchen. He'd be propped up there. He's like, son, I think, I was like, yeah, the doctor said to, you know, he said we want to hold off on the antibiotic for now and like let this. He's like, all right,
whoa,
here, you're
going
to get it. So you're going to call him. You're going to get an antibiotic. We're going to take it. Dad, he said not to. Well, it's just an opinion. That always killed me, man.
And then 10 years later, you're on a podcast called Correct Opinions. Yeah. So who's laughing now?
Yeah. Oh, wow. I am my father.
Yeah.
All you guys that have opinions. That's all that is. I have the right one. That's all. Yeah. But chiropractor, dad, that's just opinion, but chiropractor to my dad is like the miracle worker, right?
Really?
Like my dad goes to one. And I will say the one back home, because I've been to some where I live now, But and the one back home that like my dad goes to, my family goes to, I do think he's like a really good one, because I only a couple times in like high school and stuff. Like I remember one time I had kind of a pinched nerve or something, like yeah. my back just hurt really bad, and I went to him like twice, and I was completely fine. So yeah. I was like, wow. I mean, I can't argue with those results.
Yeah.
And I did throw up my back for the first time last year. And so I like, that was the first time I went to the chiropractor in my adulthood. I was like, I got to do something. I can't even move. And he did all this. And I went for like 2 or 3 weeks and I felt pretty much good. That's hard to argue much. With.
Yeah.
Like, no. I talked to a guy once who he's like in the medical field. And we, I was mentioning like, dude, I threw up my back recently. And he was kind of dogging on chiropractors. He's like, I threw up my back once. I was like, what'd you do? He's like, just... wait it out, man. It hurt for like 4 months. I'm like, who's the idiot? Yeah, I mean, I don't care if like chiropractors are like validated by all your medical journals. I felt bad for 2 weeks. You did for 4 months.
Yeah, that's his fault.
Yeah, I don't get it. I will say there is some sketchy stuff. I've been going for a while and I finally gave up because I felt like I was going once a week for like 2 months and it was just like, he would do his cracks and it was like immediate relief. Like, oh.
Yeah.
And then it would like hurt again. It was like a cycle.
Short-term yeah. relief.
And so finally I kind of just stopped because I was like, ah, I'm tired of paying for this. But
yeah, and I'm not, hey, for all the chiropractors listening, I believe in you.
Chiropractor videos online though, dude? You've never been on that?
I don't know what you're even talking about.
They're like, they get millions of views. Chiropractor videos on YouTube, TikTok, where it's just compilations of them like just looks like they're snapping people's necks. And then people are like, ah. Oh, it's amazing.
This is going to be my 2020 resolution. Make chiropractor videos.
So if there's any chiropractors listening, any fans, I'd be down for, you know, a free crack. I'd be down for some free crack.
Yeah. Ugh. However, you got to provide it.
2020 resolution, looking for free cracks.
Free cracks.
Crack.
I don't know what your first chiropractor experience was like. I only went once. I was like doing like a freelance video for a chiropractor and he was like, I can pay you and give you a little free session. I was like, great, I've never been.
Ooh, slippery slope.
Yeah. So yeah, I've already had some free crack. So yeah. Let me just tell you from my experience.
Okay, nice.
I mean, obviously I didn't know what to expect, but what really surprised me is there was no like, okay, I'm going to absolutely obliterate your neck in 3, 2, 1. There was no countdown. There was no like I don't even know where his hands are.
You had no idea what was coming.
Yeah. And next thing I know, yeah, hands are on my neck. Snap. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like it happens so fast.
And it's like crazy. I love it though. And I know that I stopped going because I was like, I've reached a wall and it's not helping me anymore. But I do love the feeling of just, and then it just feels looser. I don't know.
Yeah. It's something like, I don't know. It also feels wrong. Like your body is cracking.
Right. It's like this can't be. I don't know if
this is good.
And it's tough because the chiropractor I went to back home, he didn't do all that. He was like, he would just kind of like press on you. He wouldn't like yank and crack you.
Oh, okay. So I would like that guy, I think.
Right. It was like very, he was the type you'd go three times before you cracked. So like on the third time, he was like massaging you into alignment and then he'd like do one move on the third time and he'd be like, there it is.
Hmm.
And then I went to the first others and he like on your side and he like tucks your hand behind your back and like your leg over and he puts all his body weight on it. It's like, oh, he like pile drives you and you're like, this is good for me.
How do you even learn this? Like the steps you took, like, it's like, all right, yeah. Left leg behind your right knee, put your right thumb in your mouth and now exhale and think about your dad. Boom. How did you get here?
All right. He's like, grab
your
neck.
Are you sure this is the way?
Yeah, there it is. Tilt your chin up. All right, pucker your butthole. Ah! That's what it's just.
Like, I'm
so
paying you for this?
I could just twist around a little better.
This is just a guess and check. We could just go to a trampoline park and you could throw me around for a little bit. And it's exactly. Like the same thing.
But right.
It does feel good sometimes. It just makes me nervous when they're on my neck. When your hands are on my neck, I'm like, oh, I really hope you know what you're doing. You could kill me.
I know. I always think about that. I wonder if like I think about that, the neck thing. I wonder if they've ever done that and the guy like strokes out. He's like, here you go. And the guy's like, oh.
He's got to stroke him back in.
Yeah. Oh, all right. I know what to do. All right. Stand up. One arm, both arms behind your back.
Child's pose. Hurry, get in it. Now stand up. Jumping jacks. And then, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. Who knows? Fun. We're not chiropractors. It's fun. But
my word of the year now. Live in the moment.
Now. Crack now.
Live in the moment, man. Do you have any fun New Year's Eve stories? I always think New Year's Eve is, everyone always says, New Year's Eve is just that holiday, like, I never know what to do, and it always sneaks up on me, which is, you know, I get it, but I...
That was me to you, like, last week, I think.
Totally, and it's always been a struggle for me. I'll never forget the one year I because I'd done both sides. I'd done like, I'm just not going to do anything. And then you're like so sad that night. Like, I should have done something. And then on the other hand, we're like, I'm paying $75 for this like all inclusive night thing with friends, and then that's a disaster.
Party
dude.
Bus. Yeah.
I'll never forget. I've done middle of the road. They've all gone bad. Right. I'll never forget the one time I had paid like a ticket. I'm like all inclusive, and it was put on by like a nonprofit, so all the money went to some charity, which is cool. But it was fun. There was like a live band, but because it was for charity, the bartenders were not bartenders; they were just like volunteers. So I show up
it's
there
like a
and
social worker.
Yeah, I show up there. I'm like, oh, this is fun. You know, I'm gonna go up. I was like 22, so I'm clueless. I'm like, I think the only drink I really knew how to order was like a Long Island iced tea.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, oh, you know, those taste like lemonades or whatever. I'm like, yeah, that'll be nice. I'll go up there. Can I get a Long Island iced tea? If you don't know, a Long Island iced tea is like 5 ingredients. What? Let me look this up. Long Island iced tea. And so I go up. Yeah, it's a mixture of vodka, tequila, rum, triple sec, gin, and a splash of Coke. My gosh.
A lot going on.
Yeah. So anyways, that's it. So yeah, vodka, tequila, rum, Coke, and triple sec. I order it, and I watch this person combine whiskey, Red Bull. I specifically remember those two things. And I didn't, you know, at that age, I still can't obviously tell you really what was in it. But I'm like, that doesn't look
right. That feels
wrong. And I think it was probably a deal where it was a little bit in the night. And I think I'd had one drink at this point. So I'm sure these people are like, they're just filling stuff up. Like, these people are drunk. They don't care.
They don't even know.
And I tasted it, and it was ungodly. It was like, oh my, what did they just concoct? And it was kind of one of those deals. I was like, you know what? It was a long line, whatever.
Yeah.
And my night was over.
Yeah.
After that one drink, dude, I was just like, oh my gosh, I got to leave. So that was just my night was over.
You left?
Yeah. I was, because I had very little drinking experience at this point. And there's this tall, crazy Red Bull whiskey vodka thing he Wait, made me.
So you finished it?
It was one of those where I drank it a little bit. Like, I'm like, you know what? I waited in line a long time. It was like a 30-minute line. You know, these people are bartenders. I just threw it back and went to go dance. And I was like, my stomach started hurting, and it started hitting me big. I was like, I gotta leave.
I gotta get out of here before
I make it to midnight.
Like, who knows what these bartenders are up to? They could have like laced it with something. So
that was a disaster. And then another year, I'm like, you know what? I've done the stay at home. I've done that middle of the road. I'm just gonna go with a group of friends to just like a local bar, chill. I'm just gonna hang for the evening.
Gotcha.
And everything was going great. It was fun until right around midnight. I was single at the time. I wasn't really looking for love that night. Right, so it was around midnight.
You weren't looking for any chocolate, let's just say that.
I was just chilling with my boys, and I'm like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. So I go to the bathroom, and it's close to midnight. So I believe this girl, as I'm like kind of, you know, it's crowded. I'm like, excuse me. I think I kind of bumped this girl, and I think she was, one, very drunk. And I think she thought maybe I was like, I'm sure girls on New Year's, it's like the night of just attacks.
Place feels like you're walking through a construction zone, probably. Just getting catcalled.
So I think I imagine she'd had a rough night already, and I think she mistaked me for like drunk guy bumping into her or something. I was just like, oh, excuse me.
Uh-oh.
And she gets in my face. She's like, starts chewing me out. And I was like, oh my gosh. And she full on two hands shoves me, and I slip on the wet ground and I fall down.
I would have said I slipped too. That's definitely what I would have said. I slipped, dude. There was a whiskey and Red Bull on the ground. Yeah, I slipped on that.
It was a Long Island iced tea on the ground. Two hands shoved me, and I fell to the ground. That was just about midnight.
What year was this? What year did you ring in this way?
That would have been like 3 or 4 years ago. And then when we went back home, my larger buddy decided to. We often wrestle. Do you ever wrestle with your buds?
Dude,
guys still do that.
I just wrestled for the first time in years, like last weekend.
I have this one friend where like our thing is wrestling. Do you have a friend
I don't have a wrestling friend.
We'll just be hanging out talking trash, and then he just gets up and starts wrestling me. And he decided to do that when we got home. And like,
wrestling friend is such a
it's real. And
that's gonna be you and Katie.
He form tackled me on this, like, you know, we're all like 22, so it's like this IKEA thrift store furniture on this like end table. And like out of a movie, like all four legs just snapped into
like a Chris Farley SNL sketch.
Yeah. So I got shoved down by a girl, and then I got tackled onto a table. I was like, New Year's just isn't for me, man.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find
people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I don't really have anything like that. Most of my, this is going to tell you, I guess, where I came from in life. Most of my New Year stories that come to mind are like seventh grade lock-ins playing Romans and Christians, like at the church.
Oh, yeah.
Those were the time of my life.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember kids think, I guess, New Year's. I remember one or two at someone's house and they like have sparkling wine and you stay up till midnight.
Remember Y2K?
Yeah. I don't remember it at the time, but you remember it?
I would have been, nine, I guess.
Your dad believed?
Yeah, we had the tinfoil hats. We were underground. We were ready for anything.
Oh.
No, I just remember, like, it was just in the news so much of, like, hey, the computers could shut down. Armageddon could happen. And also, I'm not that old, so maybe I was just more scared than I should be. But it was a weird thing. Like, the
a lot
world...
of people believe that, or most people, like, y'all are crazy. I think it was a real fear.
No, I think it was a legitimate thing. Like, we don't know what's going to happen when the, like, because all of the, this is what I remember
right.
from 10 years ago. 20 years ago, math, is the computers are on a two-digit system for years. So it went 98, 99. When it goes back to 00...
Everything crashes.
Yeah.
And which so is such like, a funny... What a... That's something out of like a TV show. What a just a simple problem that...
It kind of it was. Yeah. It's like, we can't fix this, which I guess we could.
You have to imagine the smarter people were sitting there like trying to yell like, it's fine.
It's fine. Give me 20 minutes and I could fix this.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a weird was like crazy. Worldwide fear. Because at the time, my only other fear was like, I don't know, like maybe another meteor that hit the dinosaurs could hit us. Like when you're nine, those are the things you're scared of.
Don't ever forget when I, the kids are weird. I was such a scared, weak little boy.
Mm.
I was so scared of, my little sister was scared when it rained because she learned in second grade about, you know, just as second grade, you learn about natural disasters and this is what a tornado is. And she learned about floods.
Mm.
And so every time it rained, she believed.
Swept away. If I'm not indoors, I will get swept away.
She was like a dog. Just every time rain came, it was like she had to be consoled. So she had her issues. My poor parents. And then I was deathly afraid of that. There was be like a criminal break in and to come out for whatever reason.
Just like at any point,
and
like,
we were very scared of having bad dreams.
So not even the bad dream scared you, just the thought of maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have a bad dream.
I had a few bad dreams. So then I had a weird thing. Kids are so weird. I had a weird thing where you could not tell me sweet dreams. Don't say that to me, dude, because I don't want to have any dreams. I'm scared of them.
I don't want good dreams. I don't want bad dreams.
So when I was like 7 or 8, it was like my parents learned they cannot say sweet dreams. Do not say sweet dreams. I'll never forget. And they had to like tell babysitters, like, do not tell Trey sweet dreams, dude.
Like, and, hey, I'm so excited to be babysitting Trey. Anything I should know about him? Yeah, he's a pretty normal kid. One thing, you know, don't say sweet dreams around him.
Yeah. Wait, what? Why? What?
Oh, he, that's so interesting. To be honest, we're a little worried about him. He's got a little thing going on where just, we don't know if it's demonic quite yet. We're talking to our pastor about it, but just don't bring up dreams or sweet dreams, bad dreams, nightmares. Okay. Nightmare on Elm Street. Don't bring that up.
Yeah. My boyfriend Jason's going to come over.
That's totally cool. Just don't make sure he doesn't say sweet dreams. Do anything you want, but just don't say sweet dreams.
His name's Jason though.
Oh,
dude, it was so weird. And we literally had a babysitter one night who I guess, you know, forgot, because what a weird thing to try to. And she goes, sweet dreams. And I was like, and I like ran upstairs, was by the window. And my parents had to like cancel their evening to come home
and get you because you were just losing it.
Yeah. Wow. That's so weird, dude.
I used to throw, my parents would tell me quite a bit of stories. I used to throw a lot of tantrums, and mainly because I think I used to be a big perfectionist. Before I started playing sports, I think sports kind of helped me realize not everything is going to go perfectly all the time. But
oh yeah, I was a nightmare in sports.
I used to lose my mind if my parents didn't do things in the order that I perceived them to be correct. Like if they put my spoon in the cereal before the milk and the cereal were both in it, like they couldn't go cereal, spoon, milk. That was wrong. You don't do that.
Oh, so you were a freak. Yeah. Cool.
We were with like little perfectionist things like that. Which is so annoying. Like when I think about that, I'm like, I don't want to have kids. That's so annoying.
That's so annoying, dude. I think if I was parenting me, I'd be like, sweet dreams.
Yeah.
Sweet dreams. Sweet dreams. Sweet dreams. Sweet every night. Suck it up. Lock them in there. And then it has to be so easy as parents to like break the law.
What?
I feel like there have to be so many times you're teetering on that line. It's like, okay. I just want to smack this kid across the face.
Yeah,
I'm sure it enters a little bit, and then I don't know, man. That's my little.
I don't know if I can back you up here on this one.
I just know, not like really, but we had that shoot recently where we had some like kid extras.
That's true.
And there was a 5-year-old who was just such a ruckus, and he came up to me and was like, his whole, I guess he picked up this roast, but he kept going around saying to every adult, you don't know anything, not even math.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. I was like,
he got you with that like 4 times.
And it's amazing how, and you know, we were shooting something trying to be funny. And where one kid was like, that's not even funny. It's crazy how like a 6-year-old can actually like get to you. You're like, oh my, do I really not know anything?
I guess I could have delivered it funnier.
But he kept running up and like punching me, but actually like as hard as he could. So like it actually like hurt a little bit. And I was like, I want to just take this kid and chuck him 5 feet, but I can't do that.
That I understand.
It's not even my kid. You know what I mean? It's like not even my kid. And I guess I don't have a kid. I've always heard that your like crying baby doesn't bother you, but you know, everyone else's, you're like, oh my gosh, shut that baby up.
Yeah.
And this little 5-year-old was like, wouldn't leave me alone. I wanted to just kind of not that hard, but like with my elbow, just maybe kind of
maybe give him a little chiropractor session in the neck real quick.
Right. Come here, little Timmy.
We were also shooting in
a pinch nerve. Get on my nerve.
We were also shooting in a dojo, which I think like had an aura of fighting with it anyway.
Oh yeah. So he was like, running around.
He grabbed that freaking stick and kept hitting me with it. I was like, where is then your mom, dude?
Yeah. Where are your parents?
And mom's just kind of smiling like, oh, he's having so much fun with you guys.
Yeah. Please just take him off my hands for a minute.
Can you just, wrangle him, please? Yeah. That was funny. Kids are wild.
They're freaking crazy. Kids are weird. Do you have any other, I'm trying to think of like, dude, like middle school or elementary school? Weird times
of just like what I was like as a kid.
Yeah, the freak stories. I remember literally like looking in the mirror, just like praying for armpit hair to come in. I felt so upset I didn't have it.
Yeah, I remember just being confused when other kids were starting to have it before I did. I was like, what's going on there?
God, what a gross bunch of humans. They're all like transforming and molting and
it's, dude, I was looking, one of my friends had a kid and I was looking at their baby picture. And I was thinking about umbilical cords. That's
gross,
crazy.
Gross.
It turns a tube that like feeds us and then we just snip it off. Yeah. We don't need it anymore. And then it becomes a part of us.
Oh, that's one thing I'll never do. Dad, you want to cut it off? Get that away from me. Get that thing away from me until you clean it off.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't had kids, but so I can say this, but that's disgusting.
Yeah, we're clearly very clueless. But
do you want to snip off the cord? No, I would.
Gosh.
Oh, also,
that's all I can do to clip my own fingernails.
Yeah, I have trouble cutting like wrapping paper in a straight line. I'm a little worried about exactly. Like my ability to even do this properly.
What's this scar here, Daddy? Well, you were sickening to me, son, and I missed. And
yeah, I didn't know I couldn't just use the Fiskars. I brought my own scissors.
I got a Swiss Army knife. I can do it.
Give about 20 minutes. I can figure it out. I used to whittle. Dude, speaking of childbirth, you should tell the people about that thing you just showed me on Instagram about the moment of childbirth, the camera.
Oh, dude, yeah. You never know. Some of these things are getting out of control. I remember sharing, there was this new, proposal camera thing where, as you open the box, it, pops up a camera to, film her reaction up close.
Yeah.
And then there was one that popped up on Instagram of, it was, you know, kind of like an inner thigh. It looks like an inner thigh workout thing.
It looks like something, yeah.
Yeah, you wedge it in between her thighs and it holds a camera to get her up close shot during labor.
And it was called a birthy cam?
Birthy cam.
It's like a selfie for the baby's first moments of air.
All right, guys, let's play back the video. Just, her. Well, this is great content. So I'm glad we...
Dude, I got asked one time to shoot a birth video.
No way.
Yeah. They're like, hey, Jake, love your work. You know,
no way.
Vlogging on YouTube. Would you like to be there for the most intimate private moment of my life with a camera? They didn't word it that way, but
Did you just politely decline? Did you even say well, let's see how much money these people have? Is there a price tag you could ever do that? You'd just be like, dude, I can't.
There probably
some amount.
Yeah.
There's some exorbitant amount, but
there's definitely a number, I guess, but it didn't even cross my mind. I was just straight up with them hey, appreciate that you love my work, but this would make me wildly uncomfortable to do. Because even thinking...
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough for us to talk on this because we're not mothers, but I'm imagining having footage of me birthing a baby. I don't even think I would look at that.
Oh, man.
I'm thinking about videos I take at concerts.
Like, I thought I could do this. That. I can't edit this at all. We're gonna do that again. The audio peaked.
Just don't be as loud.
Yeah, I guess that's a new thing. People film or photograph that.
I guess. We live in an age of documenting everything, so it doesn't surprise me, but from what I know about it, it's a very...
To hire it out is interesting. Just you have a phone, just let your husband get in there or something. That's interesting.
Yeah, which, I don't know, I would love to hear a mother's standpoint of I could be convinced that it actually is, it's not as disgusting as maybe I'm imagining it. It could be...
The Miracle of Life video we watched freshman year, that image is seared into my mind. I'll never get rid of it. I'll never get rid of it.
Sweet dreams. Thinking about that.
Oof. Okay. What you saw some on Instagram too. You need to talk about.
Yeah.
Right.
And
we need to dive in a little bit
before we started rolling here. Trey and I were kind of talking because a lot of what we do sometimes is kind of riffing off things that maybe trigger us or make us upset, and most of the time it's kind of just played up for the internet. It's it's what we do. We try to entertain people.
Mm-hmm.
But not this, Trey.
No,
this was real. I was legitimately upset by this.
Here it is.
You find this is it. So basically we're talking personality tests, Enneagram scores, very trendy, very popular, especially among young women, young Christian women especially. And it's fine, it's great. Trey and I have both taken the test. Mm-hmm. I think we like the test. It's fine.
I've mentioned it before on the podcast. It's kind of fun. It helps you learn a little bit. But anything, there's a line.
And people are crossing it left and right. I'll just get to it. What specifically triggered me was an article I read. This is a full-on article. The best holiday cookie for every Enneagram type. And I don't know why that upset me so much. I think it's just
so weird.
The idea of comparing a human...
It got you. We got to get that in there. Nice.
Oh, that scared me with the headphones. Did not know that was coming.
Yeah, dude.
Just the idea of comparing a dynamic, intelligent human being and what they are like in their own unique ways to a cookie.
Yeah, the best holiday cookie for every Enneagram type. What does our personal life have to do with our taste buds? Those are completely like independent things. I don't.
It just drives me up. The overarching problem is that this need that we feel like we have to feel like quote unquote understood. And we're willing to do anything to feel understood.
Yeah.
Willing to compare our personality to a gingerbread cookie.
Yeah. My gosh. And this one says here, you candy cane cookie. That's all you, man.
Cane cookie. And that's the thing. No, that's not even a cookie. All the other things on here are cookies.
I'm a freaking Linzer cookie. What the heck is a Linzer cookie? A Linzer cookie
At least you have a cookie. We got gingerbread sticker dudes, and I've got a candy cane. My personality's better than candy cane.
Linzer is an Austrian tort.
You're way better than that.
Get that out of here, dude.
Like, here's part of the article. It says, type 5, gingerbread cookies. Although you're an innovative thinker, you know it's best not to shake up the cookie platter too much. So gingerbread it is.
Explanations for each one.
This is an article.
What's the Linzer cookie?
I didn't screenshot that one, so I'm sorry. I only have this one.
We got to find that. It's an article, dude?
Yeah, this is an article. This wasn't just a picture. They also say about type 5, use these gingerbread cookies to show off your competence. Which, by the way, if that's how I'm showing off my competence, I'm hanging around some dumb people. Use these to show off your competence in the cookie decorating department and keep kids entertained for hours.
I found it. Okay, so candy cane cookie. Is there anything more fun than making these swirly twirly candy canes? If there's any words to describe Jake, it's swirly twirly.
Swirly twirly, baby.
He's a swirly twirly boy. And then Linzer cookies. The labor-intensive Linzer cookie is your cookie swap contribution of choice. You're confident that this elegant sandwich will be the talk of the town. Wow, I'm kind of cool with that. I'm elegant, and you're swirly twirly. That sucks. I feel like some of these pop up like that too, where it's like so brutal to one and it's like awesome to the others. Here's one. If the reaction to having the flu for each type.
The reaction to having the flu, that's a real thing.
Mine is, I'm giving the flu 3 days. What does that mean?
Mine is truly believes with all their heart that they cannot catch the flu no matter what they do. That's actually kind of true, actually.
Oh, shoot. Dang it. Oh, all right. No, don't admit that. This is wrong. I believe that too, though. I had the flu shot once, and I had the flu once, same year.
Mind over matter.
Some people say, do you get the flu shot? I say, heck no. Heck no.
Heck, and then that's what I say to them.
Yeah, that's what I say to them.
Heck no.
Have you ever met a, ooh, this is good. This gets me really.
Yeah.
You ever met anyone who is like against vaccinations,
dude?
And it's actually more people than you realize.
I was gonna say
quite a people listening, so we can. But I was hired to make a video to like bring awareness to flu vaccinations.
Yeah,
which is great. You know, like I said, I'm kind of kidding. I do get flu shots, but I was shocked by the amount of people who are like, how dare you promote this? Flu vaccines are evil. Vaccinations are the worst. I thought it was like a very small minority, but quite a few people are on that train. And I don't know.
Yeah. Cause I didn't even think twice about it. We're making this video and it was a good video too.
Yeah.
Like I was like more
proud. It got a lot of views. It was great.
For a brand deal. It was a good video. And mainly on Facebook, which I think is a little telling of the Facebook community.
Sure.
People were very upset. Like all the top comments were just like, I mean, there were some of the top comments were like, can't believe people are getting upset about this.
Yeah.
This is hilarious. Who cares what you believe?
I think, you know, I've yet to have, I'll just say this. I'm going to have an experience. I knew this girl who, she was coming to our small group. Right.
Okay.
And we have a revolving door of new people that you know, that's life. That's life. And this girl, she showed up and, you know, first we'd have snacks or something. She's like, I can't have that. I'm like gluten free or whatever.
Oh,
I'm like, okay.
That's my phone. My bad.
So, you're good. And I'm like, okay. And then there's steps to kind of revealing this more about this girl. And then one week I noticed she brought this big liter of water every time. That it was like a bottle of water I'd never seen before, like a really fancy one.
Okay.
And I was just like, and I kind of had an inkling. So I kind of asked like, is that a,
hey.
Cause she'd mentioned, she's like, I'm gluten free and I have all these like kind of autoimmune things.
Okay.
And I'm like, is there a certain specialty of that water? She's like, no, I just really don't like the taste of tap. I only drink bottled.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh,
this girl's picky.
That's kind of weird. And then it progressed. Then she went on to start ranting about how she doesn't believe in vaccinations.
Oh, here we go.
So then we're kind of like, okay. And then it all came to the point when she started to talk about how she doesn't believe in unpasteurized milk. She drinks, or I'm sorry, she doesn't believe in processed milk. She drinks unpasteurized, like raw cow's milk,
which is
illegal. So she has like a dealer outside of the city that once a week she picks up a week's worth of straight from the udder milk. And I'm like, I was just struggling to put all this together. I don't know, dude. That can't be. Already just drinking another animal's milk, when you really think about it, is pretty bizarre.
It is a little strange.
I've always made jokes about how I want to try human milk. I'm curious. And people are, and that's people's reaction. Gross, dude. Like, you want to get up under a cow's udder, dude. Well, I mean, that's weird.
Unpasteurized milk. I've never heard of that. I mean, that's just straight up just taking a 150-year step back into modern science.
Yeah, we want to drink straight from the udder milk. I was raised on human milk, man. There's nothing wrong with that. I've heard you could sell breast milk for like a pretty penny on like the black market type of vibe. I guess, you know, a lot of people, you know, a lot of different women and stuff might have complications where they, I guess, can't produce it or something, but it's like really valuable stuff. Like, it's very beneficial to the growing baby.
Yeah.
So people will pay like pretty penny for it.
That's interesting. I mean, good for them. There's a market for everything, but I like the idea that you're this girl, you know, has like a plug, but it's like plug.
You need some milk?
And it's a 60-year-old guy.
Got milk? I got a plug.
Oh, I got the milk. Unpasty? Yeah, I got a pasty. Yeah. Yeah, I got a guy, Ernest. He's 65.
Yeah.
Straight from the udder. That's something too, and I've talked about this before in other places, but I'm very curious how we discovered as a society, hey, if I squeeze on this cow, milk comes out. The first guy to do that was a pervert.
Yeah.
No chance that guy was not a pervert.
He's like, the cow nipples is a very unique, you know, it's just like this.
Got a little shape to it.
Yeah. This like bag of protrusions. And
bag is nasty.
Some weirdo was like,
hey.
Yeah. I've always thought of that with like delicious fruit, like a cantaloupe. You cut the thing open, it's like this beautiful orange, delicious flesh in there.
Yeah.
Like, how amazing if you were the guy to discover that. Just run along. Like, awesome. Let me just break this open. I'm like, holy crap. But then you think of the milk. You're like, man, maybe some guy was just desperate. Man, I'm thirsty. I'm hungry. Come over here, Elmer. And he's got up under there and he's like, wow, this is pretty good.
Okay, so Trey, I pulled up one of the comments from the flu video.
Oh, is it one of like, how many?
472
reactions,
which so it's one of the top comments, and this is from Sandra.
Okay,
sorry to
that's
hear.
Perfect.
Yeah,
Sandra's perfect.
Sorry to hear you're selling out and partnering with a pharmaceutical company. Kinda odd. No flu shots in my house, but I still love your videos.
Okay, thank you, Sandra. Still, and then
still confused as to why AstraZeneca would come to you, and I mean that in the nicest way.
That's the perfect. Not to be rude, but I mean this in a nice way, but. You suck.
Yeah, it's like what is it, Talladega Nights, in that movie where he's like, with all due respect, and then just says, he's like, you could say anything you want. It's in the Geneva Convention. You could say anything.
That's like, that's in, I think it's Anchorman 2. He's like, he goes, no offense, but you are a stupid a-hole.
You can't just say no offense.
That's very offensive, yeah.
One of my favorite comments I've ever received on the internet. I still remember. You always remember the negative comments. It's so hard to remember the positive ones. But I used to YouTube full time and then kind of suddenly quit that to pursue some other stuff. And so in the video where I was announcing I was leaving, there is a wide range of comments. Most people all supportive. You know, you do you, Jake. Do what you got to do. But one guy said, and there's a little, you know, not quite the most PC language here, but he said, no offense, Jake, but you are retarded.
God, that's so mean.
Yeah, it was so like, it was kind of funny, like the boldness to just say that. Like,
no offense, man. Like, and you knew he was so serious. No offense, man, but.
I mean, like it felt like he legitimately felt that way. I was like, this is hilarious. So I've never forgotten that. I just thought that was so funny.
That's brutal. I'm still looking at this Instagram. It blows my mind. This is stuff you might have around the house, man. A gratitude journal?
No chance. A gratitude journal,
man. What is he freaking? What a loser! Journals, dude.
I mean, that sounds like someone who's more swirly twirly.
Yeah,
that's not me.
Badminton set.
Badminton. No,
come on. Be honest. You have a few shuttlecocks in there. Be honest.
Gross. I don't badminton. All tennis, all pickleball, but no badminton.
Donuts?
Oh, actually. Like, what,
everyone likes donuts. I don't. Yeah. Like, this
is like a psychic reading. Like, yeah. Okay, you sometimes have a difficult relationship with the people around you. Yeah. We all do that.
Yeah. Yeah. You think you sometimes you don't brush your teeth every day.
Yeah, I'm 0.9. Everyone said yeah. That. You know that. You think of your parents differently now than when you did in high school.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I do.
Like
yes.
Mine says coffee, another one says pizza. It's like, oh, okay.
You're so unique, dude. Yeah. That's what makes you an 8. That you like coffee and books. Mm. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
you
dude.
You do have books.
Oh, these are new. What's these are little graphics. I can't even make mine. This
looks like vandalism.
Okay. This says I bring barbecue utensils everywhere. What? They're just making. Oh, a national parks one. This is what I do for a national park, which number one, don't do that. I'd rather. This is a hot take. People are like camping. Just got to get outdoors. I'm like, all of our ancestors worked towards this. Like, I don't need
we
to.
We made it.
Yeah, I don't want to go sleep outside.
I can change the temperature of my entire environment with a remote control.
Yeah. It says I leave it better than I found it.
Nice.
I tell others that grizzly bears need our parks.
What a specific thing.
I bring bamboo utensils.
Do you?
What are those?
I don't know. You bring them. You should know. You're an 8.
I disrupt the campsite as little as possible. I feel like I'm a pretty disruptive person. I'm annoying.
The thing is, and here's maybe another issue that I have with this, is so many people have found out, hey, the Enneagram is very trendy. Let's capitalize this and run it into the ground. And that's what people are doing.
This is what everyone does when they camp. This is what each one does if they like cookies. This is what each one does if how they wipe their bottom. The 7, dude, they twirl around the toilet paper first.
They twirl and whirl.
And then
that's a classic.
Fold it and then write. And then they color on it.
And then they write a little gratitude. You did good today. You wiped me today.
Yeah.
And put it in their journal. Yeah. I think it's just people trying to capitalize on this trend and just.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I've said enough about the Enneagram. Those are my thoughts.
These are our thoughts.
These are my thoughts. These are my correct opinions.
Oh, so.
Woo!
January 1st.
New year.
New year. 2020. The roaring 20s. That's going to get old. That's going to get old, probably, but...
Yeah, there's probably going to be some jokes like 2020. Oh, like Dateline? Oh, the year of Katie Couric.
My eyesight.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, it's a whole year of hindsight.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, that'll be my joke.
I think that's all of them.
No one take it. That's hilarious, and I'm going to use it, okay?
Hindsight 2020.
Oh, that's going to be my word. Hey, guys, my word for the year is hindsight.
Hindsight.
Dang, that would have been good if I would have said that right off the bat.
That's a weird word.
What did I say instead? Man. Chocolate.
Dang. You catch some hindsight of that girl? Sorry.
Childish Gambino has a line. He said, caught me staring at her butt. That's that 2020 hindsight.
Oh.
Yeah, he's smart. He does other things.
He beat me to it.
Yeah, that's okay.
I should be a rapper, maybe.
I've always said that about you.
Yeah.
Today. Maybe 2020, year of the rap.
Now, live in the present. Any other thoughts? Sounds like a good stopping point.
Yeah, that seems good. Have we been going for enough time?
Yeah. People will like it, so.
Yeah, I know it's pretty polarizing to have me on the podcast. Some people hate it, some people enjoy it, so sorry if you hated it.
No, hey, I liked part of it, and I didn't like part of it. I'm kidding.
Okay.
But you have your own podcast. People want some more.
If you want more of just rambling of two white guys who don't know what they're talking about, Ghost Runners podcast every Monday.
Yeah.
Check it out. Ghost Runners, one word. And it's the new year. So new year. They're probably, there's a video out there for them to watch. Yes. When are we going to post that?
No.
Okay. Too bad.
Not yet. But yeah. Thank you, Jake. Y'all hit him up on Instagram, all that. Hit me up and.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what video I'm talking about? The music video. Won't that be on?
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about the...
I can tell we were on the same page.
Sorry. Yeah. So, yes. New video posting later today.
Yeah.
I think. So, yeah. Yeah. Later today. We're going to post it later today.
Music video.
Bring it in 2020. The new year.
Yeah.
New year, new me. So, hindsight. Get ready for that. And y'all have a good week. Peace.
See ya. Correct opinion.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Fluffy bread, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real. But Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.